Oh, the driving. Yeah, the driving issues can be very difficult for both of us. I mean, as care partners and definitely for the person, you know, going through this journey with this disease. But here's what I want to share with everyone listening is that let's start with identity, who we are. For example, myself, you know, I am, some would say very, very independent, maybe stubborn at times. But the point is, you know, I am able to do what I want to do. If I want to leave my house at 6 a.m. and drive to Charlotte, I can do that. You know, my grandmother, who I've talked about and shared a little bit about, you know, she was one of those people. If she had a very good friend that lived in Arizona, you know, if she wanted to go visit her, she'd get up from Beckley and drive and visit her friend in Arizona and then give us a call and tell us she's in Arizona, you know, visiting. That's who she was. She even kept a travel journal, you know. So when that day came that we were struggling and trying to find a way to ease into this transition and make this as smooth as possible, but more importantly, how to bring this up, address this, you know, how do we face this knowing this about my grandmother? Well, you know, and for a lot of you out there, it may be the same circumstance. So what we need to keep in mind, first of all, is the driving is way bigger than taking my keys away. It's attached to freedom. It's who I am. It's back to that, really, that sense of identity. You know, I am and forever will be this care partner coach, because Alzheimer's dementia has affected me in such a way that this is all I can think about, helping others, giving back, empowering other care partners that are new to this journey and trying to find a way to get through the next moment and the next hour. You know, that's a very important thing to keep in mind. So if we springboard off of that, obviously, you know, our starting point, the next thing to consider is this is going to be a big loss, a big blow to the person. And, you know, for a lot of us, the person may not agree with it or see it the way we do. It's not always as simple as they just agree and we put the keys and the car away, never have to deal with that again. So another thing to keep in mind is especially in the world of someone with a dementia, when we're talking about the driving, their world is really, you know, change is usually something being taken away. And not often do we think about as care partners to try to find a way to replace that, to add something to the mix. So let's get creative here. For example, you know, one thing when we talk about this is, for example, with my loved one again, how to replace that sense or find a way to fill that hole. So once again, getting creative, you know, in our situation, we found someone that was willing and able to help out with that in the beginning and maybe take their car when she was still living at home in places that she loved to frequent, made us feel a little bit safer. But later down the road, going back to who this person was, her identity was that she was the matriarch, the head of the family. She was a caregiver, a caretaker, a mom, a grandmother. She cared about her babies, and you know, her car was very special to her and always was very well kept, clean, in a garage. She always had Cadillacs. So there were a couple things we needed to decide and try to figure out. First of all, what would be a reasonable reason for her to maybe not have that car? And you never know where to start, but you start and you see what happens. What we came up with was her first granddaughter, Jenna, had two new baby boys and really needed a safe car to, you know, to transport them and to go to work. And so we tried something, and our story was that we need to give this car to Jenna to help take care of the kids and get them to school, and so she can go to work. And, you know, she has a garage and it'll be very well kept. And this identity came out of grandma being very proud, very happy that she could take care of her babies, and it wasn't perfect. And, you know, sometimes we had to explain, and she would ask, and in those moments, we would give her the same answer. Jenna really needs that car. Take care of those babies. And it's very well kept and in that garage. And typically on most days, her response would be, oh, that's right. Well, I'm so glad those babies are taken care of and I could help. You know, so it wasn't perfect, but we found a way to give her that sense of identity again, that she did this. It was her decision. She helped someone else, her babies that she really cares about. But in another situation, you know, a caregiver we know with their grandfather, they had to try to replace the routine. His routine was very important. He was a man. He was a former political person in that community. He had a routine of visiting people, going to the bank to check on his money. And so they found a good family friend that was willing to come by every morning and quote, be his driver and take him on his routine. His routine took maybe an hour at most, but he was satisfied. That made him feel whole, complete. In that situation, he didn't try to get in the car himself or drive. You know, they had a solution to that seemed to fit him and his identity and satisfy that emotion. You know, other caregivers, for example, it's sometimes finding pieces to this puzzle, putting pieces together that seem overall to help this situation. Sometimes it is out of sight, out of mind. Sometimes it is where we have to take those keys away and get creative and think at that higher level of what's more important, what's the ultimate goal here. And sometimes, like my mother used to remind me, you know, I'd rather have him mad at me and wonder where the car keys are than get in that car and harm himself or someone else. So this is never easy. This is something that we always need coaching and other advice from people who have maybe been there or professionals that can help guide us. So, you know, we're always there for that as well. And, you know, just remember to start with, this is identity. For many of us, especially men, there's usually not a separation between work and the man or driving, once again, is who I am. It's part of me. So keeping that in mind as a starting point is something very, very critical for us to know as care partners.